It's an NBA Minute on the Gary Sharp Show. Zach LaVine is expected to miss a couple of games because of health and safety protocol. Not good news for the Bulls, who are trying to fight for a playoff position. Steph Curry is truly ridiculous. He's did it again. Yeah, the Warriors won by 18. They just played the Cleveland Cavaliers, so it's fine. Ben Simmons is doing a whole lot of talking. I talked about that yesterday. The latest from him, he's completely defensive player of the year because he was supposed to guard KD. KD's out, so he was like, I'm guarding Kyrie Irving. Who else is doing that in the league? He also said that the 76ers have the best chance of winning their championship this year. They've got to get it done this year. The Lakers released that AD is cleared to practice, which means my fantasy basketball team is going to make a run in the playoffs. Thank you. Suns are the hottest team in the league right now. They picked up a number one win yesterday. Boston's also picking up some steam. They're climbing up the standings as they took down the Lakers yesterday. Giannis returned from his injury, and the Bucks took down the Hawks. Game I'm looking forward to tonight that I think people will actually be playing in this game is the 76ers versus the Clippers on ESPN.
True.
Yeah. I think the Clippers are actually going to play some guys.
See, that's what's wrong with the NBA.
It's
true. That you have to preface that. A big game, exciting game, and the Clippers actually might play some people.
Like, come on.
You know who gets screwed? The fans.
The fans.
I know that the buildings aren't full, but there's still people that are paying pretty good money to be, you know, amongst the 2,000 to 3,000 that are in arenas.
Yep.
The fans are getting screwed.
Sure.
Do they care about us?
Mm-mm. Especially in Brooklyn. No, they don't care about us.
I've had this discussion on air before about load management in the NBA. I mean, there's a part of me that worries about that extra game now in the NFL. Because let's say you get to go to one game. Let's say I get to go to one NBA game a year. And I want to go see... LeBron's not a good example because LeBron really is not into load management. Let's say I want to go see Kawhi. Like, I like Kawhi. And I don't live in an NBA city. And the Clippers are only coming to... Let's say Minnesota. I think they go to Minnesota a couple of times. But let's say they only go to Minnesota one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a Clipper fan, and I live 5.5 hours away. Diehard Clipper fan, diehard Kawhi Leonard fan. I spend money to buy tickets, to get a good seat, my only NBA game I'm going to.
Yep.
I'm spending good money to sit like in the lower bowl where maybe I get lucky and I can sit close to the Clippers bench. I'm going to get there early so I can stand on the side of the floor and watch them warm up and maybe, you know, get a Kawhi autograph or at least a picture or, you know, say, hey, what's up? So I'm spending money on driving from Omaha to Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spend money on tickets. I'm going to probably stay overnight. You know, maybe I'll stay across the street in that great hotel. And I get there. And what happens?
Mm.
Kawhi Leonard is not playing due to load management. How am I going to feel?
Mm.
What if I'm bringing my kid? What if my kid is a Kawhi Leonard fan?
Let's talk about it.
And, you know, hey, you know, we don't live in a... You know, we watch all the games. We bought the NBA League Pass. But it's the one opportunity. The schedule works out. I can take my boy and we're going to drive. We're going to make a weekend of it. We're going to drive to the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. We don't really care about the Timberwolves, but we're all Clippers. But and my son, I just got him a brand new for Christmas Kawhi Leonard jersey. It's Thursday. The game is on Friday. No one has said Kawhi's not playing.
Right.
I drive to Minneapolis. And guess who's not in the lineup? How am I supposed to feel? How's my kid going to feel? I can deal with the disappointment, okay? There'll be another time. I'll make it happen for my son.
Right.
But what do I say to my son?
Mm.
Hey, we drove all the way up here. You're super excited. We get in the arena, and your favorite player's not playing. And then maybe to top it off, he doesn't even come out. Doesn't sit on the bench. None of that stuff.
Can't see him. Yep.
The NBA not realize that? I know Adam Silver talks about, hey, we got to watch it. But the old adage, I just saw a video. This was a great video this weekend of Robin Young. He talked about what if somebody in the stadium or the arena, that's the only time they can come see you play. Or it might be the only time ever that they can come see you play. They can't afford to go a handful of times to games. Just too expensive. But they save up their money to go to one game. And they show up, and you either are not playing, or it's getaway day, and you can't wait to get on the charter flight to go home at the end of a 10-game road trip. And Robin Yount, it was a great video. I think he did it a while ago, but someone stumbled upon it, and they tweeted it out. And he basically said, give it your all every day, because you never know who's going to be watching or who might be in the stands. That's how I feel about the NBA right now.
Mm-hmm.
With all these guys, what if the other night, Sixers-Nets, man, that's a great game. And I'm ready to go. That's the only game I'm going to get to go to, and Durant's not playing at the last moment. Not he got injured. I can deal with that disappointment. Yeah. Hey, he's got a lingering issue from last night. This is the second night of a back-to-back.
Right.
But if I show up and I laid down $300 for a ticket and Kevin Durant all of a sudden gets pulled from the lineup because of load management, you know what I'm going to think of the NBA? Screw you. All the money and all the time I've invested in your sport, and this is the only time I get to go to a game, and I don't get to watch my favorite player play? That's a big problem in the NBA. I fear maybe it won't happen because it's less games and every paycheck in the NFL matters. But we're at 17 games in the NFL. What if we go to 18? Would there even be a thought of load management like with quarterbacks? How upset would you be if, and tickets aren't cheap at Arrowhead, you put money together to go to watch a Chiefs game? Only game you get to go to. Only chance you've had to get tickets. Okay, you got lucky. You were first in on the website or you found some tickets through a secondary market. It's the only game you can go to. And Patrick Mahomes isn't playing. That's why I'm very leery to go like to the final game of the season. It's a division game, yeah, but what if I go and my quarterback's not playing? He's sitting out on the sidelines with an earpiece in, and he's in street clothes.
Bingo.
I'm not going to be happy. At least I kind of know that. I think this is going to continue to be a major issue with the NBA and their fans. I know that privately, don't they have fines in place?
Yep. Especially for televised games.
Yes. The national games.
Yep.
But that's being violated this year. And, there's pushback on the NBA because of the condensed schedule. Mm-hmm. Some teams are saying, well, look at the injuries. Hey, Jamal Murray got hurt because we're playing too many games. I don't know. We got to think about the fans.
Yeah.
I hope we don't get that in the NFL. We kind of get it. The NFL tried to say, we're hearing from our fans that don't like that week 16 because you're sitting people. Okay, we're going to make it a division game so there's still at least a little interest. Something on the line. That's why I don't go to the last game. Unless I know that there is something on the line and my quarterback's going to be playing. But NBA guys, look at that young fan that is coming to one game. That's the only game. They drive from a ways away. And you're not playing. And you don't even come out. And I use this, and I keep using that example because I was in Indianapolis. This was probably 4 or 5 years ago. And Cleveland was in town to play the Pacers. Now, Cleveland makes it into Indiana on a regular basis when, LeBron was in Cleveland. They were in the same division. And there was a local story on the nightly news of this guy that his boy was a big LeBron fan, and he saved up his money to buy a ticket. And they saved up the money, enough money, because the boy wanted to sit, close to the floor.
Mm-hmm. I remember the story.
And they didn't announce that LeBron wasn't playing until they opened the gates. So what happened is they screwed people because people were, and this was a pretty important game, people were buying tickets on the street. I mean, this is a big playoff, you know, playoff seating type game. And LeBron's playing. And they didn't announce that LeBron wasn't playing, that he was going to sit out until they had opened the gates. And this dad was interviewed. It was like the it was a breaking story. And not like a breaking story, but it was the lead story on the news in Indianapolis on a Friday night.
Yep. I remember this vividly.
And his kid was like crushed.
Rightfully so, too.
LeBron didn't even warm up. No. Like they got there early. They thought he, you know, he'll come out. And they didn't know that he wasn't playing until the dad got a notification on his phone. That's a problem for the NBA.
Huge.
That's a major problem for their fan base. And I hope they do something in the future about how they do the schedule that we don't get this issue. If you're injured, I understand.
Right.
But not, hey, you're sitting out tonight because, you know, you're trying to gear up for the playoffs. I'd have a tough time if I was a Nets fan this year. If you had full houses and they were, you know, messing around with the regular season.
Yep.
And you don't know who's playing. We can only go to a couple of games. We can only go to one game. And we go because of you.
Especially,
I hope they realize
especially
that.
Especially during a COVID year where there's limited amount of seats and you're probably not going to get access to as many games as you would normally. Yeah. It just sucks.
I'm sure there's people that went to Kansas City last year at the end of the regular season if you saw, okay, I'm going to get tickets, and Mahomes wasn't playing. And if I recall, there were a couple other stars for the Chiefs that were not playing. I mean, it happens in the NFL. That's why I'm very, unless there's a playoff berth on the line or, you know, playoff seating, I'm not buying ahead of time that last week of the regular season. But the fans get screwed. I hope they realize that. Maybe they do. That's what I have a big problem with the NBA. So I'm hoping tonight that guys do play.
Yes.
Because it's a big game.
Yeah.
And I don't want to tune in and see the G League Clippers playing.
Bingo. And I know, like, Kawhi sat out last game. I know he's hurt. He's dealing with an injury. That's okay. Paul George, you played fine.
Seemed to be a little pacer hating there.
He played way too good.
Big Red Kirk brought up a good point. We were talking about John Cook being the number one coach at Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
He said, what about the bowling coach, track coach, wrestling coach, and Will Bolt? We'll continue. This is a good topic to discuss. By the way, Nebraska volleyball, if they win Sunday, they will be on during our show. They will play the second game of the early session. And there's tickets available. There's actually quite a few tickets that have been released if you're looking to go to that. But Nebraska has to win on Sunday. That'll be on ESPNU. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a weekend of sports, and we'll talk about the open practice in Lincoln tomorrow when we rejoin you on Monday at 10. Big thanks to Brian Munson, Dirk Challen, for George, all of you. Thanks for the week. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Make memories and make plans to join us again on Monday morning at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone. And don't forget, in an hour, I'll be across the river at Whiskey Roadhouse, Horseshoe Casino. We'll be there from 3 until 5. Stop by. Say hello. Let's drink. Let's eat. Let's gamble.
There's T-shirts out there, too.
And let's get dressed.